also following breaking news this hour about the coronavirus pandemic. Within the past few minutes, the CDC has officially issued new guidance for Americans exposed to COVID. The agency is now saying because of the country's vast immunity, it's no longer necessary to quarantine if you've been exposed to someone with the virus. Big news, and it's all as COVID cases are going down nationwide. 27...
Here in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci making a big statement that the United States is no longer in the COVID pandemic phase. Listen.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase. Namely, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a low level right now.
A low level right now. Dr. Fauci, though, also cautioning that the situation in the United States does not extend necessarily to the rest of the world. He says that there is no doubt that the pandemic phase is still ongoing globally. Joining me right now is CNN medical analyst Dr. Jonathan Reiner. He
will provide the latest update on national epidemiology with a focus on the longer-term management of COVID-19 and preparedness for the future. For more than 2 years, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a profound and significant impact on the health, social, and economic well-being of people in Canada and globally. Thanks to our collective whole-of-society response, we have learned more about how the virus behaves, and we are better equipped with new tools, including diagnostics, a portfolio of 6 Health Canada-authorized COVID-19 vaccines, and more treatment options. Together, these tools can help reduce the impact and severity of COVID-19. We're now in a period of transition.
7:05 right now, with the start of the school year just right around the corner, our state health officials just released updated COVID guidance for schools and childcare centers. They say students, children, and staff who test positive should stay home and isolate for 5 days. After that isolation period, they recommend wearing a mask for the next 5 days as well. And then they want patients to test negative before returning to school. Schools and child care providers don't have to directly notify close contact exposures anymore, but they still need to have a plan to notify the community about cases and outbreaks. All K through 12 students need to be up to date on their polio and hepatitis vaccines before the school year starts.
LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn says she's tested positive for COVID-19. She missed today's meeting of the Board of Supervisors and said in a tweet she tested positive over the weekend. Hahn is 70 years old and says she is vaccinated and boosted, but tweeted that her symptoms have her feeling, quote, pretty lousy with a terrible cough.
Christmas is coming, and so is Omicron. The COVID variant was first reported by South Africa in November, and it's already spread to dozens of countries. The WHO has this message.
Omicron's very emergence is another reminder that although many of us might think we're done with COVID-19, it's not done with us.
To put it mildly, this is not where we'd hoped we'd be.
I feel like it's 2020 all over again in a way. You know, we're back where we were.
I want to consider where we were with COVID and where we are.